This is KVRE's Take 5 sitting in with me today, Rebecca and Lynn. We've got a big date coming up, the focal group, of course, the Coronado Center Library. We've got so much going on, but this particular day, we're going to be talking about, and well, I guess it's fun. I mean, a lot of fun, isn't it?
It is.
But it's learning, and it's interesting, and it's giving back, too. It really helps you guys keeping the doors open and stuff. But whoever wants to take it away first, let's go into it right quick and let the listeners know what they can be involved in.
Absolutely. So our major fundraiser for the Coronado Center Library is Trivia Night. We host that 2 times a year, and we have our fall Trivia Night right around the corner. September 23rd, it's going to be at the Coronado Center, as mm-hmm. always, and it's going to be a blast. The theme for this year is Back to the Future, Decades of Trivia.
Oh, my goodness. So much fun there. Yeah, I don't know who came. We did a little pre-interview. I gotta admit that. But I mean, how did y'all just come up this together? I mean, as a whole, or y'all just said, "Hey, what?"
And actually, that was interesting. We had a new MC last year, mm-hmm. and it was actually her suggestion.
Oh, okay.
And then Rebecca kind of took it and morphed it into the Back to the Future Decades of Trivia.
Mm, cool. So, and here's the kicker, gang. I'm telling you, this is something that's, I mean, inexpensive, but as a team, as a whole, get your partners right now and get it ready, because you're not only having fun, but know that you're giving back. Give us a little bit about information, if you will, and on how you can be a part of this.
Okay, we have tables of 8 that are available for $100. Mm-hmm. You can purchase an individual ticket for $15, and we'll try and put you on a table. Mm-hmm. And you can also just observe the first time around if you'd like for $5.
Okay.
The registration forms will be available at the library or on our website, which is www.coronado-library.com. And registration is going to begin September 12th.
All right. Good deal. And I got it. Rebecca, what are you all going to see as some of the thing? I mean, we got the thing, but about it.
I need to correct myself. I said September 12th. It's August 12th.
August 12th.
August 12th. Next week.
Well, it's okay. That's all right. August 12th. That's a good day. I'll remember that one. So what else we got? We got some awards going to be given out too, all right, or something?
Oh, yeah. Trivia Night is a blast. You know, our teams are competing for the overall who is the champ of trivia, mm-hmm. and we award them and have a great time with that. Another thing that our guests really enjoy is we have a competition on table decoration. And so the groups come and compete for that, mm-hmm. and we'll award a table best spread and best decorated.
Oh, that's so much fun. And, of course, the cash bar, just to add to the excitement a little bit. But the main thing is, I think the focus is, of course, is giving back to you guys. And the emphasis on, of course, is the library. And that's the major component here. We want to have fun, but we want to know that we want to keep the doors open too, right?
Exactly. Focal purchases quite a bit of items for the mm-hmm. library. And our focus this year has been on the children's section of the library.
Oh, okay.
And we have a new librarian who's kind of taken over the children's section herself. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a lot of changes to the library, and we're helping to support that.
Yeah. And you think of libraries having books and stuff like that, but you guys have a lot of different items there, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You come into the Coronado Center Library, mm-hmm. and we have DVDs, we have puzzles, paperbacks, mm-hmm. In addition to the titles that can be checked out. It's pretty great. And mm-hmm. we're really working to, many of our patrons have said that they have an interest in more nonfiction titles. Mm-hmm. And that's another area that Focal has stepped up, and we're looking to purchase more nonfiction titles.
Mm-hmm.
Again, just listening to what the patrons are interested in and anything Focal can do to improve that for them.
And like y'all were talking about, this is the library is a standard for a lot of folks week to week. I mean, it's their routine, so to speak, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. We were told by the POA that mm. during the time when the library had to be closed, when we had the bad weather, you know, this winter, that of all the amenities, that was the one that got the most phone calls. Like, when is the library going to open?
Oh.
I need a book. My book is overdue.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it is. We love our patrons, and it's really an important amenity for them.
Well, this ought to be not only a lot of fun, but a learning, a bridge to your patrons around the area, no doubt. A table of eight is only $100. You don't want to miss out. September 23rd will be here before you know it. It all begins on August 13th for the registration. And, hey, you can get that done easy peasy, no doubt. Go by and pick you up a form and have a little bit of fun with this, knowing that you're giving back. It's going to be a fun night for all. So if you get a chance, trivia night. And if you go down to the library while you're there, maybe even check something out. You never know. Girls, I appreciate y'all coming by today, and I can't wait. It's going to be a fun night. So appreciate y'all for what you do for the library and everything to keep the library up to date. That's pretty cool.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate your support.
Yes, thanks.
This has been KVRE's Take 5.